Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Welcome to Thursday's show, the podcast coming up today with AJ Bridge and Spider.
I waited 6 days for this. Really? Ah, oh, it'll be revealed, the big secret on The Bachelor. What did Brooke have to tell the honey badger?
Can't wait to hear that. Also, Bridges Comedy All-Star Night is only around the corner. We want to get some of your worst jokes, some of those dad jokes. They are funny, but they are pretty bad at the same time. And also, who is he? Who's Matthias? AJ Matthias?
Matthias Coleman, the finance minister.
He's the finance minister. Yes. He's going to join us as well.
Bridge, last week, Boston Everett was taken to the Sunshine Coast by his school.
Yeah, a bit of a school camp.
Yeah, but the mother followed along and stayed the duration in a hotel to look over him. I on the show today, have some advice for Cherie.
Oh, you're not going to ring her.
And what to do with Boston.
You're the bravest man I know, if you call Cherie.
AJ Bridge and Spider, the podcast for Thursday. Enjoy Gold 92.5.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Yeah, and we've got somebody else on the telephone.
Yeah, we certainly do. We certainly do. His name is Ryan from Married at First Sight. And Ryan, most people after Married at First Sight just try and be superstars on Instagram.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I like the fact that you decided to take your whole experience and become a stand-up comedian to talk about it.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh, great. Yeah. Right. Now, how come you decided to go down this angle, the comedy angle? Was it something you really wanted? Obviously.
Look, I was a bit of a dickhead before I started the show, and now I can get paid to be a bit of a dickhead.
Here we go. Now, you were here a few weeks ago, and you were listening to us, and you heard the whole situation about that, you know, it was a long time ago between drinks. In fact, when you're a little tacker, was probably the last time I was a professional stand-up in around 2001.
Oh, yes.
Now, well, I like a bit of old tunes, and that's why I switched over to you guys and I finally found a good station. And then, yeah, I just happened to hear that this is your first time in a while, but I didn't realise what it was for or anything. I just thought you were going to do it as a bit of a thing. I didn't realise it was a drought.
Yeah, exactly right. So we're raising money for all the farmers through rural aid, buying a bale. So a dollar from all the market stalls and the drinks goes towards it. So it isn't
a fantastic cause.
Yeah. It really is. So good on you, mate. You're coming from Sydney or Melbourne to do this. How long have you been doing it for?
I did my first show in, I think it was, well, it could have been the start of March, I think, this year.
Mm. So you're that pretty much still straight out of the wrapper. Where's some of the places you've performed?
Oh, well, the first one I did was at Yarraville in Melbourne, and I had Reece Nicholson, Scared with Little Guys, Tony Martin, Lawrence Mooney all around me, so I was crapping myself.
I bet.
But, no, it was fun to get thrown straight in the deep end. I was shitting it.
Who was the, you are on radio, by the way, not on station. Yeah. Just be careful.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
Crapping myself.
What, who's the hardest comedian to crack? Because, you know, let's be fair. I think you'd get a little bit of chewed sometimes by some of the comedians because you've come from reality TV, right?
Oh, well, I don't know if you heard, but I had a bit of a onslaught of radio with a certain person once, and it was Emma Rossiana.
No, oh, well, she's gone now. Is that why she quit?
Yeah, prayers came true. I had a bit of a thing with her. It was just before I went on tour, and she just... Yeah. She was really nice to me before I went on air, and then she just said, you're not a comedian. And I went, oh righto.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I never said I was, really. I said I was a comedian in training.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had a ball. I finished an Australian tour. We sold out.
Yay! And
I had a bloody ball doing it. So now I've been doing a few open mic nights and opening for people.
Yeah.
And now we're going to start doing rural.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, we look forward to, you know, having you up there, having a crack, but I'm tipping, just by the way you've been chatting on the radio, it's probably an AO.
Yeah, a little blue.
A what?
A little blue. Little blue.
What's an AO?
Adults only.
Adults only.
Oh, jeez, I went to... No, I'm at Dean's place, and he just stuck his head in and said, you're not a comedian, and then stuck out, so he
Hang on, Dean was the one who stole your wife on Married at First Sight. This is all
good. Anyway, I'll do. Have you got a joke for us? Have you got like a dad joke or
a dad joke?
Go on, Ryan.
well,
You are on radio.
You're a really bad one. Come on.
That's my problem. The ones I know, I don't think they're built for your station, unfortunately.
Okay, that's right. We'll save them for the night. We'll save them for the night. But, Ryan, we really, really appreciate you coming along. It's going to be an awesome night. AJ Bridge and Spiders, Comedy All-Stars. We've got some awesome comics. And, you know, I just need you to laugh hard at everyone else.
No,
as well.
I can't bloody wait. Am I opening?
Well, we don't know you. Come on, we'll get to you. Oh, just don't start running the show now. But I've got a joke for you.
All right.
How do you make a tissue dance?
No.
Put a little boogie in it.
Give it a little boogie.
Wow.
Sorry, I ruined it for you.
That's right. That's good. All right, Ryan, we'll see you on the night. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, have a fantastic day, guys. Can't wait to see you.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
It's another comedy all-star week, and we've got our own comedians on the air right now at Gold 92.5 cracking out for tickets to Bridge's Comedy All-Stars Night. You can't buy them. People all over the world are after these tickets.
They are.
At Miami Marquette.
We want your bad jokes. Your good bad jokes.
Yeah,
do you want a quick one?
Yeah, go.
Good bad jokes?
Yep.
Chicken and the egg are lying in bed post-coital, and the chicken's looking really annoyed with his arms crossed and the egg smoking a cigarette, and the chicken looks at the egg and goes, well, I guess that figures that question out.
I love... What is Forrest Gump's password?
What?
One Forrest One.
Tracy at Benora Point. What's your bad joke?
What do you call a fly without wings?
A fly without wings? No.
A walk.
Hey!
Yeah, very good.
It's
very
a
good. Philip in Narang, what's your bad joke?
Did you hear about the massive explosion at the cheese factory in Paris?
No.
No.
By the time the emergency services got there, all that was left was debris.
I like that. Debris. Hey! Eddie in Highland Park. What's your really bad joke?
It's Eddie at Highland Park.
Yeah, mate. What's your bad joke, Ed?
What are they going to call Bob the Builder when he retires?
What?
Oh. I don't know.
Bob.
That is incredibly bad.
Oh, they're good.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Hey, Peter, you are a good egg. You've had a good relationship with my dad, Peter, over the years. And unfortunately, he's been in hospital for about a month now. And it's you know, it's been really rocky and a really tough time. Yeah. And you yesterday, you said, I really want to go and see your dad. And you drove out of your way down to Redland Bay to see my dad hospital.
Yeah, I wanted to go and say hello to Bede. As you say, I've gone up there a few times. And if I'm ever around the area, I always drop in and have a few beers. It's always good.
Yeah, you do. Now, I did give you a care package of stuff from the chemist, so I can't get there till today. Yep. So I gave it to you to give to him. You've been very quiet about this morning, so I need to know.
Yeah, I gave it to him. Have a listen. I did record it because I knew you wouldn't trust me, making sure that I got it all there.
Okay.
You gave me a few products and I saw your dad yesterday and I made sure I gave it to him.
Okay. Right, this is what happened.
So, Bede, I thought I might just drop into the chemist just down at Redland Bay. Beautiful chemist, great people. And I thought I'd pick you up bits and pieces. I've heard Bridge talking about things that you might need. And I've got the beautiful nurse here as well. We got you some magnesium spray because magnesium's best going from outside in.
Thanks for that.
It's good stuff, that magnesium spray. I've heard all about it. It's great.
So there we go. We've got Excuse magnesium me? Spray, but I don't want you to get it on your hands because it's quite oily and that means you'll slip over. Is that correct?
That's correct. We don't want any of our patients slipping over today.
See?
Is it safe for children? Does it come in different colours?
You end up like the blue wiggle if it come in colours. Also, some hand sanitizer. And we know that... these have been open. Sorry, but I was hungry on the way up here. I got you some jelly beans.
Oh, good on you.
Glucose.
I love jelly beans. Thanks for that.
And I also got some Nivea because it's great for the hands, isn't it?
Got to keep moisturised when you're in the air conditioning, Bede.
Thanks for that.
So, Bede, there we go. I thought I might just bring you a couple of little presents up and hopefully they can help you get better.
They're beautiful. Thanks, Spider. That's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Nivea. Oh, well, there you are. Thank you very much.
That's his favourite cream.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. You claimed it.
Yeah.
Stupid of mine to think that you would take it.
100% I claimed it. All the nurses knew that I brought it for him, and they thought I was the best person to come and see.
Oh, you and now I've got nothing today, and I'm going.
I said, Bridge would probably bring nothing, but this is what she says you like.
You are the favourite son. Oh, you bugger.
You wouldn't expect anything else.
Oh, no, that's true.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
The editor of the Gold Coast Bulletin, put your hands together for Ben
hey!
English.
Hey!
Oh, Benny. Oh, are you in our Comedy All-Stars lineup, are you, Ben?
Oh, no, look, I hope not. That's going to fall in flat. Hello, you guys?
Yeah, we're great. We're good. Hey, Benny, looking at the paper today, massive news, I think, on the back. And the Titans, again, they lose another, well, they could lose another star with Tyrone Peachy saying, you know what, I'm going to backflip on my deal. How many people want to backflip on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, look, I reckon if he doesn't want to be here, we don't want him, do we?
No, exactly.
Oh, well, but your contract's a contract.
Yeah, I know, but look, you're right, but who's been respecting that for years now? It's so galling. I'm afraid for the Titans because of the example that Dally Cherry Evans set. They think they can back out. Their agents sort of give them a license to do that. I think that it's great. It's already left a bad taste in everyone's mouth now, you know?
Yeah, nah, peaches are no good for you.
Oh, hey, but we can put a good taste in everyone's mouth.
It's all about fruit. Cherry and now peachy.
Yeah, look, there's a lesson.
Don't sign anyone.
The fruit.
Hey. But Nutella goes with both of those.
Yes.
See what I did there? The night quarter this Saturday, this is ridiculous. Nutella is the new hipster thing. It's the new Asahi. It's the new quinoa. Everyone loves Nutella. Now, there's a big festival on. Can I just say, Benny, in the paper, you've got a grown lady with Nutella all over her face. Now, she's not a toddler in a high chair. I'm pretty sure she can navigate Nutella into her mouth and be a grown-up. Honestly,
when we were putting the paper together, we did ask whether there was something going on there. She's completely covered with it around her mouth. It's a big effort to do that. She must have actually dunked her head in it, I think.
Look, I've done that with a kebab before, but it's been late at night.
Yeah.
But come on, she's not a toddler. I was looking for the high chair behind. She's got way too much on her face. She definitely has an emotional eating problem.
I tell you what, she looks like she's having fun, though. I want to get down there.
Oh.
Where?
No,
you guys,
this is too early and
too filthy. Oh, nothing says it like Nutella, Benny. Peaches and cherries.
Pear-shaped.
Now, massive game at Seabus Stadium, Argentina and the Wallabies. You going, Benny?
I am going along to it, and I hope as many people as possible get there, you know. It could have probably been promoted a bit better over the past few weeks, but geez, they played well last weekend, and you know, who knows? If we knock Argentina, maybe one day we'll beat the All Blacks.
Yeah, we'll never beat the All Blacks, and that's their local track here for the All Blacks. But hey, really quickly to wrap it up, front page of the bulletin, the cough kid ban. If unvaccinated students of a public school have been told to stay at home.
Yeah.
They're getting a really, like, their holidays start in, what, a week and a half?
Yeah.
So basically they don't have to go back to school for a month. So happy days for them once they get over the whooping cough. I think there's no W in it, is there?
Well, you spell with a W. It's a silent W.
Yeah, there's a W in it, so I never know if it's whooping or whooping or what.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. You don't, I've never pronounced it. I don't know. But look, it is a bit of a worry. We do have low vaccination rates compared to the rest of the country. And as a result, when parents don't vaccinate their kids, they actually put other kids at risk as well. So I guess it's just a bit of a reminder there. There isn't an outbreak right along the coast. It is actually isolated to this Palm Beach area at the moment, and there's less cases than last year. So that's encouraging. But, you know, you can never be too careful with kids, school-age kids.
Read it in today's Gold Coast Bulletin. If you don't, just ring Ben English, the editor. He'll tell you the lot.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth
than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Yeah, it's 28 past 6.
All right, just stick with me. Even if you don't watch the show, The Honey Badger and The Bachelor, oh, the build-up, oh, what's the big secret with Brooke? Everyone was saying, oh, you know, does she have a secret baby? Is this something? What is it?
I don't know.
What is it?
What is it?
Well, first of all, we had to get through, because normally this is what happens in a relationship when you're all about 25 and you were dating one guy, normal, and then you get a human lie detector guy to come in. He's worked with, you know, everyone and the SAS or whatever, I don't know, normally. FBI, anything that's initials, he has worked for them. What a low point in this guy's illustrious career, sitting down with all the ladies and trying to see which ones are full of BS.
Yeah, normally the fourth date is the lie detector date.
Yeah, true that, true. So, and this is what the Badger had to say about it in Badger language.
Let's have an old Steve-O, the human lie detector in your skyrocket. He's the man who can suss out who's giving you the raw prawn.
I'm getting over all these. In your skyrocket, the raw prawn, the raw. Give me a new chicken, your chicken licking, wicking, wick. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what he's saying anymore.
No.
And neither would the millennials. They don't get it. This is all old stuff.
But you can only say it so many times.
Well, that's what they're saying. There's not much substance going on there with old cow eyes, as you call him,
yeah.
Mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, the big revelation. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Rock and roll, here we go. What Brooke happened? Sits down with the honey badger and says,
but I've also had two relationships with women. For me, when I was in those relationships, I looked beyond what they were as female. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a bisexual or a lesbian or anything like that.
No, which is just, you know, giving a middle finger to all the bisexuals and the lesbians, saying I was in a relationship with two women, but I'm not.
But I'm not.
I'm not a lesbian or whatever. Honey Badger, I did like the Honey Badger too, and that's what she was trying to say. But I thought the big revelation was something really full on, you know, that yes, I dated two women and they're buried in my backyard or something that's a bit out there. But it was just
she dated
two women. So she was just trying to tell him, and if she was trying to tell him in Badger talk, I don't just like sausage, I'm a vegetarian. And that's okay. Well, if she doesn't want to label herself. So anyway, this is what the Honey Badger then had to say.
Out of both your experiences, what do you feel is right for you?
Which is basically saying, do you want some foghorn langhorn? What do you want? What part do you want? Are you still keen?
You're still getting over the name Honey Badger.
Well, everyone's a Honey Badger at this point. And then this is the last bit about, he's still a little bit confused. Have a listen.
I want to be with a male.
Yeah. So now she's saying,
I'm confused.
I'm a people person. I'm not a vegetarian. I do like sausage as well.
The world's her oyster, really.
I do want, well, she likes that as well. And she just wants to be a people person, but she wants a male. So how would you guys feel with that?
I'm confused.
Exactly. How do you think old cow eyes went?
Imagine the lie detector.
I know. And finally, this is cringe. Ali, who is the new bachelorette, the new ad has come out. Have a listen to this. And it's her singing. You got it there? No? Okay. There we go.
Oh,
great.
We'll wait
actually, it's good because you don't really want to hear it. It's really bad. It's her singing. It's terrible.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I love your show, 92.5 Gold FM. Rocks are goldie.
Yeah, well, if you ever come to the Gold Coast, please drop in here, say hello. But I don't want to seem rude, but why can't we actually speak to the actual PM?
That is rude.
Well, why can't we?
It's not rude because previously you had unfettered access to the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, until he lost the confidence of the Liberal Party party room. What I want to say is there's one very simple reason you can't speak to the Prime Minister, and that is that the Moon Man still hasn't got his Scott Morrison or ScoMo impersonation down yet. So we're still waiting for that to happen. Maybe that will never happen because ScoMo, of course, is going to be obliterated next year in the federal election. So, you know, let's talk about ScoMo's week. He has thrown a football, kicked a football, caught a football. He's also appeared in the Parliament and shaken hands of Bill Shorten, who is, of course, the Wibbly Wobbly Man.
He's got little boobies
there. And the weird head, too. And he can never find a collar that fits around his neck. Sometimes I want to slip my hand inside his shirt and feel those little boobies, see whether they're like a V cup or just a little flappy flappy there. But
He's an egg flip.
He's also introducing into the parliament a bill to protect religious freedom. So that's happening too.
Well, what does legislating for religious freedom actually mean, Matthias?
Well, Bridget, what it is so the school kiddies can have Christmas plays and nativity scenes and all that with Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus at Christmas time. And, you know, like at the end of Love Actually, when they have the Christmas pageant.
Yes.
So that is what the freedoms are for, you know, Donner and Blitzen and Cupid and Comet and all the grandiose that were at the birth of Jesus. Of course, you know, Jesus' father, here's some nativity trivia for you.
Yeah.
What did Jesus' father do for a living?
What did Jesus' father? Well, you know, Jesus was a carpenter, so
yeah.
Jesus' father, he
must
was...
have been a builder of some sort.
No, he's God. I got you there. A little Christian joke for the Christians. Hello, everybody. Yeah.
Oh, you got me a beauty. Very good.
Don't you remember the Immaculate Conceptions? Yeah. That's where Jesus is from. Maybe we're saying Jesus too much. Let's move on.
Well, Matthias, you spoke about the listeners just then, and we need to know more about you, Matthias. Can you tell us more about the real Matthias Cormann?
Well, yeah, I'm not just the Minister for Finance and a member of the Liberal Party room. What I am is also a man. I'm a husband and I'm a father of two beautiful daughters. But I've got a wild and crazy side as well. When I get hot chippies, I put mayonnaise on them. And I think I don't care about the cholesterol. I just put mayonnaise on them because that is a tradition from Belgium, where I'm from. I also go to the gymnasium. My favorite exercise is the Borpee. I find that very energizing, doing Borpees. And my favorite... Do you do Borpees?
Oh, AJ. AJ does crosswit. So
yeah, he's a crosswitter.
He's all over burpees and also warbles.
Crosswitting and warbles. Where do you put the baubles?
Against the wall, Matthias. You throw them
against the wall. Ah, warble. I understand. And of course, I love movies. I'm a bit of a movie buff. And my favorite movie of all time is Back to the Future. Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd. I love Marty McFly in the DeLorean, and he goes back to the future, and he meets his mother, and she's got the hots for him, which is weird. And written by a Tasmanian, probably, that movie.
Hey.
That's a cheeky joke, sorry. Oh. And before I go, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM on the Goldie is rocking Bridges All-Star Comedy Night. Wednesday, be there or be square.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
20-8, and Peter's not happy with Peachy.
Yeah, not happy at all, and we've had enough of Tyrone Peachy already, and he's not even here. I'll tell you firstly, though, we've seen it with Daly Cherry Evans. He did the backflip on the Gold Coast a few years ago, and now Tyrone Peachy wants to do it now. Now, first up, the NRL system's got it all wrong.
Okay.
When is a contract an actual contract? Okay.
Yes.
You got to start thinking about the fans and the members, the people who paid their hard-earned money that go and watch our game.
That's right.
Go and watch the players and also the sponsors. But a deal needs to be done where when you sign with a club in October, that means you are with that club all the way from November until grand final day.
Correct.
You cannot change. You cannot go anywhere.
No.
You are committed to that one club.
Yeah.
That's not only the players, but also the coaches, because the members, they sit there and they commit to the club half, you know, for the whole year. They don't walk way halfway through the year and cut up their memberships. So you can blame the game, but Tyrone Peachy, you can't blame the game here. Listen up, and I know he's listening. You're coming to the Gold Coast no matter what. Bad vibes or no vibes, you have a 3-year deal here and you will see it out. Don't give us, you owe the Panthers. Because 2 months ago, You didn't know him when you signed the deal. Don't give us family reasons and say your wife's pregnant.
No.
She was pregnant 2 months ago when you signed the deal. There's no excuses. So be a man, be a person of your word. Think about how much the Titans have committed to you.
Yeah.
They showed you respect, they showed you faith, they showed commitment, and they showed you the top dollar. How many players have they missed out on not chasing because they signed you? How many players have taken a less pay cut because they signed you? It's time you actually showed them some respect, some faith, and some commitment. So be a real man, come up here, play your 3 years, because sometimes you've got to put footy first.
Hey.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
As you said earlier, all you're dealing with is fruit, cherry and peachy.
It's all gone pear-shaped.
Here we go. It's AJ Bridge and Spiders Name That Year.
Little daily competition we do at Gold 92.5 with AJ Bridge and Spider. Three pieces of history, if you like. And we set Spider up against Bridge. Rod McLeod has a crack as well. We've got some sport first up, kids.
Hit us.
Yeah,
okay. Name that year.
Greg Inglis appears to have found a new home at South Sydney, but he's attracted more criticism for his backflip at the Broncos. A week after severing ties with Brisbane, Inglis has agreed to a 3-year deal with the Rabbitohs.
Bloke had to use the term backflip.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because the year he obviously went to the Rabbitohs, is it Storm for a while because he got that boat, remember? That just turned up on his front lawn.
It was the year that Greg Inglis was coming to Brisbane. He was coming to the Broncos, then he did the backflip and went to South Sydney. What year?
Okay. Did he go back to the Broncos? What did he...
No, he's been at South. He was Melbourne and then just straight into South.
I don't know. I'm going to guess. I'll guess and then
I've got a rough guess in my hand. Head?
Hand or head?
Head.
Oh, I have no idea. I'll say Bridge 2012.
No.
Ooh, I'm going to say slightly earlier. I'm going to say about 2009?
No.
I reckon there or thereabouts. The Rabbitohs won in 2014, I think. 2013?
No, 2010. You were closest to the pin, Peter.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
There we are. Rock and roll.
2010. Peter said 2009. So let's get a TV show on the air. Name that year.
All right. But we're going through a very messy divorce, and he moved back in on me. And everyone knows the wife keeps the house and the husband gets the crappy apartment. It's the American way.
Call my lawyer. This is all totally legal and she knows it. She's just trying to get back at me.
TV show that changed viewing habits of women all over the world. Desperate Housewives.
Oh.
Blokes liked it. I used to like this show.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
Did you?
Yeah. What sucked you into it?
I don't know. I suppose all the sorts of issues that used to pop up that, you know, that you wouldn't normally have on TV, I suppose. Desperate Housewives, what year did it begin?
Yeah, funny when you're talking about She Gets the House and I caught up with a mate yesterday.
Mm.
He's been divorced now for 13 years.
Yes.
And he just got served with papers from his ex of 13 years ago.
Wow.
Served with what? To say what?
Having another crack at the cash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
After 13 years, I started crapping myself.
Let it go.
Look, Desperate Housewives, I have no idea. Sheree watches every episode of everything of this got to
do. No, you get this mixed up with the Real Housewives franchise. No. Real Housewives is real. Desperate Housewives, great TV show. I'm going to say Bridge. Would have started in around 2002.
No.
No, it was in the 90s. It's one of the great 90s shows. 99?
No.
Mm.
2000, it was about mid-2000s. 2004?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Hey.
And right. Bridge got it by default. Yeah, well. So you're coming into the final round.
Okay.
I didn't even know that, Rodney.
Together.
I just pulled it out of the air.
Yeah, right.
You haven't got much here. Nothing personal.
Oh, oh
wow.
Jeez. Ouchy, ouchy.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. You got a pang in return, didn't you?
I had to get him back because he was suggesting that I was going to a massage parlour.
Is that getting you back? I thought that'd be a nice little compliment to
tell you. I tell you what, the ones with the fringe of panties on the outside.
Stop it.
Get some tobacco and a good rub.
Light the fire.
What do you say? Get a massage.
Name that year.
Oh,
beautiful Rattle and Hum, Bridge and Rod.
Yeah.
Because I knew Rattle Spider wouldn't know what I was talking about.
No, I was getting to a page where I saw Racy Tracy say that on ACA the other night.
What?
Love a happy ending.
Oh,
that's what that's what Racy Tracy said. Anyway, Rattle and Hum was...
Yeah, who was that? Who are we talking about? What band?
Yeah,
come
who's
on,
the band?
Who's
you
the band?
Yes. You too. Okay. It was a massive album.
That's good. Okay.
78. No. Bit early. Now I think of it, 87.
You said 78.
Desire, Rattle and Hum. I think it is around... I'm going to say Bridge 89.
No.
Oh...
This double album, live double album, I think came out in 1988.
Yes, it did. And Bridge wins the day.
I had my numbers mixed up.
Another edition of Name That Year.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
We've got the headline act on the telephone right now for Bridges Comedy All-Stars Night, Akmal Sali.
What are you doing?
Well, you know, it's pretty early, so nothing's happened so far. I actually came to the station. You know, I really annoy my wife sometimes. I wake her up in the middle of the night and say, how was your day so far? And she said, you've done that joke before and it wasn't funny the first time. Yeah.
Are you a snorer or your wife's a snorer? Because I woke up the other day with something completely different. Oh. I woke up with my fiancé, Jamie, with earplugs in.
Oh.
Yeah.
With earplugs. And was the bed some different to where you started? The thing is, when you sleep, you don't hear yourself snoring. So as far as I'm concerned, I've never snored in my life.
That's right.
My wife's a big snorer. Yeah, she snores big, man. She's like a subwoofer. You know, that you can feel the floor shaking sometimes. Guys, I'm really looking forward to the comedy night. I can't wait. Have you sold more than like 20 seats or what? No?
Well, we're giving away the tickets and look, that's the only way you can get them by Winham. But I tell you, if they did go on eBay, Akmal, these are the hottest tickets in town. You can actually, if we can get some tickets somewhere, we could scalp them and make good money.
No, we could.
I'd like to see that. But I'm actually looking forward to the night. I think it's going to be a great night. And, you know... win, lose, or draw, it's going to be entertaining. You know, it doesn't matter. It's going to be fun to watch.
Don't.
You know, people go,
fun for everyone else but me.
No, but, well, you know, this is all about you. The focus will be on you. It's all about you, Bridge. And I think secretly, some people are going to the night to watch you bomb. And I hope you don't. But it's like boxers, you know, when you... Because we're pretty brutal.
You're like the Anthony Mundine. Are you like Anthony the Man Mundine? The chock.
Now, she's much more charming than that and much more attractive. And she can speak English. Now,
this is not good. Don't be saying that stuff, Akmal. You know, don't be saying people want to go there and see me bomb.
No.
You know, come on. This is not good. I'll pull out. You know that. I'll easily just put my foot down and go, I'm not doing it.
No, listen to my rationale, right? My rationale is if you lower the people's expectations, then they're going to enjoy it. If you say, I hate being introduced, this is one of the Australian top comedians. No, don't say that.
No.
Then they're going to expect much. And imagine if I'm the one that bombs.
Well,
that's the irony.
I just worked out. Is that why Carl Barron gets introduced as Akmal?
Carl Barron has never been introduced as Akmal, and if he did, he would sue. He would sue, and he's worth millions, so he would win. On the other hand, I'm more than happy to be introduced as Carl.
Thank you, Akmal, because Akmal will be with Bridge at her big Bridges Comedy All-Stars night. He's headlining, and of course, Miami Marquetta is the venue. Art, music, fashion, street food, and always good vibes, and more doubles. Before 9 this morning.
Yeah, so more comedians to be revealed. I remember we're doing it for the farmers. We're buying bales, $1 for all the food.
Yep.
And drinkies goes towards the farmers, which is a great cause all round.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I'm happy I'm out.
You're so happy.
Boston, my young fella's on a camp up in the Sunshine Coast. And my wife, Cherie, she didn't have any faith in the school and the teachers of keeping him alive. So she decided that she's going to go up there and stay up there just in case something happens to him.
Yeah, that's right, the school camp. And I tell you what, you're so happy. And AJ, you're the bravest man I know.
You've been on her case all week about this.
Oh, it's ridiculous. We're going to call her.
Oh.
Hello?
Sharia's Everett. It's AJ.
Hello?
Hey, myself and Bridget are stepping away.
We are out of this.
We're out of this.
Hang on. I would like an update after the 4 days at Noosa, the 4 days on the Sunshine Coast, where you went there to look after your child. Child was going there with the school and you insisted on booking into a hotel and staying for the duration of...
But you've got to understand the backstory.
Hang on. Since we did this on the air the other day, I've had 85% of street talk. I've had numerous online people say that they're behind me.
I don't think any of them are mums.
Well, actually, a lot of mums said you've got too much time on your hands. I reckon you've got too much money to just hang out at Noosa, lying on the beach and driving around and eating and drinking because you were seen drinking wine.
At dinner only.
So you stayed the whole time?
Yes. Certainly, I did. Well, the Boston School doesn't give any form of updates. They don't tell you if they've safely arrived. They don't tell you absolutely nothing. All other schools have either parent-teacher helpers, so the parents go along and help, or they get updates every day, or they get given a telephone number that you can contact in an emergency. We have absolutely no idea.
Okay. Now, did you check the menu each night to see what the food was for Bossy?
No. I did that before he left. No.
Oh, okay. Did you take his hairbrush so he could do his hair at night?
Oh, I died. Oh, AJ. Oh.
I guarantee you there wouldn't be very many mums that would back you, AJ.
Now, listen. What time does the bus leave? Are you going to follow the bus home all the way from the Sunshine Coast to the Gold Coast?
We don't even know what time our bus gets back. We think it's 4 o'clock.
Well,
but we don't really know.
I've got a huge tip for you. Don't bring him to the Gold Coast. There's a whooping cough outbreak. Don't bring him here. And listen. And listen. There's a Nutella conference. He might have a peanut allergy. Don't bring him to the Gold Coast. Whooping cough and a Nutella festival. Please. Go to the hospital and get some cotton wool and wrap him up.
Hey, look, my son has travelled the world over and done billions of things that my kids would never have done in their lives.
Leave him alone.
He hasn't touched the ground.
AJ Bridget, Spider Sport, 8 minutes to six it is.
Yeah, plenty happening in the world of sport. And look, the Gold Coast Titans, remember a few years ago, Daly Cherry Evans, DCE.
Oh, come on, hang on. We do know about that.
We had a big campaign to get him here, and then he did the backflip and walked out on the Gold Coast Titans. Mm. So we went to watch him, and we went to see Bus Stadium, all dressed as cherries with some Gold FM family.
That's right.
And we were booing and... By the end of it, we were cheering him.
We were getting booed, so we stopped.
He carved it. Well, Tyrone Peachy from the Penny Panthers looks like doing exactly the same. Signed a 3-year deal here. And this is what's wrong with the NRL. Mm. This is what happens when you sign contracts through the year. And we always say that every contract in either AFL or NRL should only ever be done in October. Play out the year, get through the year, and then start thinking about where you're going to go, what you need to do. Because if you sign someone during the year and then they start playing well or making finals or could get injured, things change. And Tyron Peachy, he's done the backflip on the Gold Coast, and here's him talking to the reporters why.
They've been so good to me. They give me my first opportunity to play great consistently. And, yeah, I just want to finish on a good note. Hopefully we can get to that grand final and do something special.
Yeah, so now because he's playing good footy and the club's looked after him, he's saying, OK, I want to stay. But the NRL have to look at a better system because the fans who go along want to see those players. They want to support the team for 12 months, not for 6 months. because they know three or four players are leaving in the back half of the year.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
It needs to be looked at. And also yesterday, great fun yesterday. Like, I know Mad Monday, and we saw what happened with the Canterbury Bulldogs, got themselves into trouble, big fines. But the best team out there that does it is the Geelong Footy Club.
Okay.
They did it yesterday, and they called it Wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday.
But they do it, but you like it's. They do it the best. They had
really?
Harry and Megan turned up in a classic car.
Oh, so they had a big dress
they
up.
They have
yeah.
dress up, but they dress up like better than any other team. any other team. They had the Australian Boomers versus the Philippines in the basketball after they had the big fight. Yeah. Russell Coit made an appearance there. They had Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman and Donald Trump all dressed up together walking in. And the best one was they had their captain went as a Canterbury Bulldogs player.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So it was great.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
And we're doing bad jokes today. We wanted your bad jokes on 1327.
Yeah.
We got Lisa here.
Why was a snowman looking through a bag of carrots?
I don't know. Why was he?
He was picking his nose.
Hey! That's a good one.
Hey, thanks, Lise.
It's good to know.
No worries.
Sasha in Reedy Creek, tell us your joke.
Oh, good morning. It is bad, but it's mine from when I was younger.
Yeah.
Why didn't the chicken cross the road?
Oh,
why didn't the chicken cross the road?
Don't know.
Because Colonel Sanders was waiting on the other side.
Oh,
that is so cute.
Oh, funny.
Thanks,
we
Sash.
Love it. Thanks, Sasha.
Great.
Giggles. What's your gag? Yes. Giggles.
Mate, this is a music question for Bridge.
Yeah.
What's long and brown and lies on a piano?
It's long and brown and lies on a piano.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Beethoven's last movement. Sorry.
Thanks, Greg.
Do you want a quick one?
Yeah, go,
yeah,
go, go.
Good
yeah.
bad jokes?
Yep.
Chicken and the egg are lying in bed post-coital and the chicken's looking really annoyed with his arms crossed and the egg smoking a cigarette. And the chicken looks at the egg and goes, well, I guess that figures that question out.
I love, what is Forrest Gump's password?
What?
One, Forrest, one.
Tracy at Benora Point. What's your bad joke?
What do you call a fly without wings?
A fly without wings? No.
A walk.
Yeah, very good,
it's
very good.
Yelty.
Philip in Narang, what's your bad joke?
You hear about the massive explosion at the cheese factory in Paris?
No.
No.
By the time the emergency services got there, all that was left was debris.
I like that, debris.